Now, former Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Samuel Ufosu Ampofo has condemned what he describes as the inhumane manner the TDC carried out a demolition exercise at Ajay Kuju. He said the residents have been left in a pathetic condition and are at the mercy of the weather. He called for an amendment of the law to fuse both the Tema Metropolitan Assembly, TMA, and the Tema Development Corporation, TDC, together. Mr. Ufosu Ampofo spoke to Bubu Klinugu.
Well, it was a very pathetic situation, honestly, because several people had been displaced as a result of the demolition exercise. And worst of all were children and women. Apparently, as a result of this, they had no sleeping places and were sleeping in the open close to a lake there. And the situation was so alarming because the presence of mosquitoes and the danger of malaria epidemic catching up with the people was very high. So there is one man who had a family of 11 and all of them had to sleep in a kiosk for the day. So it's a very bad situation and we are hoping that something could be done about it. There was some relief in terms of mosquito netting, in terms of erection of tents by NADMO and provision of some basic necessities like food, clothing and bedding. But these are very temporary in nature. I don't know how long it could be sustained, but at least that has been the first step by the authorities.
You were saying that some residents came to you to try and look at the way forward. In your assessment, what could be the way forward?
Well, I believe that there are fundamental issues to be addressed. In this country, you have only Tema Metropolitan Assembly and a Sujamain District Assembly, which has two planning authorities working concurrently within a district. And that poses a lot of challenges. In Sujamain, you have Fakosomo, a township, which has been established by law, so they don't take any instruction from the Sujamain District Assembly. Then you have TDC, which has also been established by law as a statutory planning authority. And then you have TMA, which has the overall responsibility for the development of the metropolis. And they are not working in close harmony and coordination. And so you have a TDC task force operating, a TMA task force operating. This one comes to write stop work, another one issues permit. And so that is a situation that we have found ourselves in. When I was a minister for local government, I tried to resolve this problem. I called the TDC and the TMA together. I asked them to form a unitary task force so that they will not work across purposes. Sometimes there are vested interests in this whole matter. And so you have people not even wanting to coordinate and work together so that they will operate on their own turf. And this has continued to generate a turf war between the TMA and the TDC. And so the way forward is for the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development and the Ministry of Works and Housing, which are the parent ministry of these two bodies, to sit down and to see how they can realign the laws in terms of their developmental objectives and developmental challenges there, so that they can harmonize their activities and the people will not suffer like this. Much as I'm calling on this, I am not justifying that people should flout the planning laws of impunity. But when you have a situation where humanitarian challenges have come in, then sometimes you have to temper justice with mercy and to see how you deal with the situation.
Mr. Ampofo, however, believes that the way out is not a legal action as threatened by the MP. He said the situation calls for a dialogue where the residents and the TDC will engage each other so their stay can be regularized.
Again, the issue of the landowners who are the chiefs. Well, most of them are claiming that they bought the land from the chiefs, they were given receipts and others. And you are participating where TMA has come to give them permit to develop. Then TDC says, the land is ours, we are not giving it to you. So they are caught in a crossfire.
The NDC activists in the constituency are calling for the sacking of the boss of TDC. Is that an action that you support?
Well, I do not think that sacking people will solve the problem because this is an institutional matter. But I think that the TDC chief executive or the MD must be a team player, must try as much as possible to bring the stakeholders. I heard a member of parliament complaining he doesn't know anything about it. I called the TMA chief executive, he doesn't know anything about it. But you are operating within an enclave where you have stakeholders. And so in this new governance system, it is about people.
That point is well made. But I was going to ask you whether you can force the TDC manager because he is doing his job, and that we are talking of strengthening of institutions. So if the people there are occupying the land illegally, nothing prevents the TDC from demolishing their houses.
Strengthening of institutions means that the right thing must be done at the right time. If TDC knows that they have large tract of land there and the land is prone to encroachment, what they have to do is to establish a permanent security post at the place there, so that on daily basis, 24 hours, the security people are moving around to ensure that people do not encroach. But you sit down and allow people to dig foundation. You allow them to build superstructures. You allow them to finish and paint. You allow them to wire, bring electricity there. You allow them to habitate in the place for sometimes 5 to 10 years. And you get up one day and go and demolish. As for that one, it is not good governance. It is not the appropriate way for the TDC to go about their work. And for that one, I'll force the TDC management.
The MP for the area and some other individuals are threatening legal action against the TDC. Will you support any court case in this situation?
I have gone through this matter. Most of the people are occupying the place illegally. So if you don't have legal legs to stand on, you don't go into a legal battle. I think that what we need to do is to appeal to the TDC. That somebody has put up a two-story building, a three-story building, that person is capable of renegotiating ownership of the land, even if you want to put penalty on it. Something that I have gathered from the people that they are willing to do. And I think that that is a better option than to flex our legal muscles.
That was former Minister for Local Government and Rural Development Samuel Ufusu Ampofu talking to Bubu Klinugu.
Meanwhile, the Managing Director of Teman Development Corporation, TDC, Joe Abbey, says the corporation has lost about 905 acres of land to individual developers and encroachers, with government losing more than 740 acres of land in one community alone. According to the corporation, the worst affected areas include Ajekoju and its environs, Gulf City, Bethlehem, and the Ramsar site around Klagong. Mr. Abbey said this in an interview with Radio Ghana when he reacted to public outcry over the demolition of buildings at Ajekoju last week. He noted that heavily armed land guards in the area have adopted the militant posture, descending on the TDC task force and innocent citizens who have legitimately acquired their lands, thereby unleashing terror on them in their quest to make monetary gains from property that does not belong to them. Mr. Abbey noted that the corporation cannot afford to be losing lands because of the activities of these land guards and encroachers who are trespassing on government lands in the Tema acquisition area.
905 acres of land have been put off, and nobody is paying a peswa to TDC for this 905 acres. Nobody is paying a peswa, and push, and we cannot do anything about it. Nobody is paying a peswa to TDC. But again, we still have to allow them and regularize it for whatever it, and that's the process that we are doing now alongside it. But for this area, we needed to remove this track in the whole of Ajekoju. And then the demolition that was done last was just a small within the skin area. More than in the whole of Ajekoju. But the pressure is continuing that the whole of Ajekoju will come for defense because of our demolition. And I believe that this will be 4 years to mention what the actual does. This after the force of 10 yesterday, Kasha Stacy got it. We were all going to say fine. But we saw the area that had been very excited and removed. There also the group along this route. When we created this route, we created the reservation, you know, along both sides of the route. We do less than a year, the whole area has been closed upon. The whole area has been closed upon. And so we have to go and remove all. But nobody is talking about the list. All we hear is that why you allow them to do it. Like I said, they are one. Anytime we try to do it, they are checking. You have to go back.
The sense of the law, you know, after the law is in there. But if you have to enforce it, you have to go to court to enforce it. Looking at the experience that we had at Ajekoju, where the court placed an injunction on us and on the people. But they were living there. And yet they still went to encroach and do it. And nothing happened to that issue. So it's a problem. There's a problem with law enforcement, even the judicial court. Because we are there. They are there. So they have that.
That was the managing director of the Tema Development Corporation, Joe Abbey.
Now we go over to our reporter Sharif Idrisu, who is at Ajekoju, to give us a picture of what is happening over there. Now, hello, I meet Sharif.
Hello.
So, Sharif, what can you paint the situation, a picture of the situation at Ajekoju?
Yeah, to tell you, the affected persons are started about 10 to 20 in number, and mostly they are discussing how they will go about their livelihood, and that how best they can place things in, put things in place So these are some of the things that is going on. And also what I observe at the area that is that children are also seen loitering around as a result of the demolition exercise. So these are some of the things that is going on. And most of them are between the ages of 5 and 12 years. And so these are the streets. So it's very awful, but how do we do? Because this has happened already. But some people are also still trying to salvage some of their items or their belongings from the debris. So these are some of the things that I saw there, and which for me, it's very, very bad. And the situation, I think government should come to their aid. But over the weekend, also sent some items, relief items to the places. And these are some of the things that the affected victims are using for now.
So, Sharif, how are they coping? Are they sleeping outside in shelters or sleeping with perching with relatives?
Yeah, some of them are perching with relatives, but chunk of them are sleeping with the tents that the NADMO gave them just over the weekend. So these are some of the things. And tell you, I don't know, but it calls for immediate intervention, because if not, I don't know what will happen. And we are almost entering into the rainy season, and like the former minister of local government and rural development said, it's all very awful, and we need some serious intervention.
So, Sharif, in your rounds over there, have you spotted any city authorities to come and maybe talk to the people or say something to them?
Yeah, what I realized is that the last time the TME chief executive, that's the Tema Metropolitan Chief Executive, Isaac Ashai Odamite, visited the area, and other couple of other NDC executives also visited the area to console with the people or the victims in the area. So this was so far, but I was with the TDC director, Joe Abe, who was also complaining bitterly about the impunity, the way people encroach on government acquisition lands and other things. So it's very dicey. When you go to TDC, what TDC also says, and chiefs are selling land haphazardly without even thinking of the government acquisition. Like, some of the lands have been paid already, compensation have been paid way back. And these are some of the things. And the TDC, when you look at the director, he felt it, but he's also using whatever it takes, the LI of the constitution, to make sure that things are put in place. Because if not, they have lost over 905 acres of land and 740 government acquisition land, and which he felt is very awful. And some of them, he has already regularized some of them, and which he thought nothing is coming to the TDC. So these are some of the things that we are grappling with in Tema Metropolis.
Now, Sharif, I believe you have spoken to the victims. What have they been telling you?
The victims are pleading with the government to come to their aid, to make sure that TDC puts in place the proper measures to make sure that they also get their what is due them by putting their burden back to them, or maybe regularize the land, and then government will put up the burdens for them. Because if not, they need some extra compensation to be able to. Some of them are pensioners, and what they have gotten from the pension, this is what they have used for the burden, and now they don't have a shelter to lay their head. So these are some of the things that some of the victims are saying, and they are calling on the government to have a human face of whatever has happened at Ajikoju.
Well, thank you very much, Sharif. That will be all for now. Sharif Igrisu is our reporter at Ajikoju, where a demolition exercise has taken place.